everyone. Welcome to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. Thanks for joining us. We're very excited to be back. This is our first episode of 2020, and I thought that it would be a good opportunity for us to chat about setting our intentions for the year.
Happy New Year.
So yes, Happy New Year, everyone. And for people who have been following along with us, thanks for joining us again. And for any new people out there, we just want to say hello and wish you a very happy and creative year ahead. Now, let's get into some intention setting. This has come up for me because I've just got back from a holiday.
A well-deserved break.
Oh, yeah. So I've been in Bali for the last week and I had the most amazing time. And I often find that when I'm on holiday, I get the opportunity to slow down and think more about what I really want. Because when I'm at home, I kind of get stuck in the busyness and the operational day-to-day stuff. And even before Christmas, when I started planning, I was very much thinking about what kind of painting did I want to do in 2020? What kind of podcasts are we going to put out? Like very content-driven decisions. But I hadn't thought so much about how I want to feel in all of that and what kind of days do I want to have. And it was when I was in Bali that I realized that I wanted to sort of step back and have a conversation with you about where we're at now that we've been in business for a while and what do we want to, I guess, achieve isn't the right word, but, you know, where are we? I guess it's just as simple as what do we want for this year, but in a holistic way. So for our business, our family, our health, our relationship, all of those things. But before we get started with that, I'm going to share a review of the week, and it is from Tracy Hewitt in Australia. The review is inspiring and informative. Laura's conversations are packed with honesty and authenticity, as well as being littered with wisdom, insight, and practical information. Laura and Richie offer a glimpse into the world of running their art business, while her conversations with other artists cover all the bases of being an artist, from the practical and technical stuff to the mindsets and beliefs that can trip us up and everything in between. So thank you, Tracy. That's a wonderful review. And she's covered off on a lot of things there. And I actually wanted to talk a bit about the podcast for this year and what we're thinking so far. We are going to be continuing with a variety of different types of episodes. So there'll be chatty ones like this one today, which is you and me, you know, just about how we're going in our art business and what's coming up for us. Then we like to put together some more sort of information-based ones where we share very specific tips and really try and answer questions that podcast listeners have put to us and give actionable, you know, steps that you can take. And then, of course, we're going to have our artist interviews.
My favourite.
Yes, they've been really well received and we've got plenty of them coming up. But I also want to invite some of the artists that we've already had on the podcast to come back, because now that we've heard their story, I'd love to be able to dig in deeper with a topic with individual artists. So it could be that someone comes and talks about mindset and mental health and how that relates to art. It could be social media. Anything like that, but we'll go in a lot deeper into that particular theme. So I'm going to put it out there. If anyone wants to make any suggestions as to who would they like to bring back and what would you like us to talk about? So send those over to us, email, DM, however you want to, and we'd really appreciate that. Okay, so let's get into the podcast, intention setting. So do you set intentions for the year? Do you even think about the year end?
No. I'm very simple. I kind of live in the moment. Mm. No, the first time I ever did a intention setting was last year when we got diaries and we sat down and we planned a year.
Yeah.
And that was the first time I ever did it. Mm. So I don't...
Do you think it was helpful when we did it last year?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
It's funny. Like, it's one of those things. Like, here I am at 45 years old. And it's the first time I've ever gone back to my diary to check to see if a date was already booked.
Mm.
You know, I was forever double booking things.
So for anyone who's listening, last year was the year that we decided we were going to be mm-hmm. better planners. And we went through a whole process of planning. We did it in two podcast episodes.
Yeah.
And we got diaries and we started having meetings on a regular basis and working together a lot more on the business.
And we stuck to it. It never dropped
and
off.
When did you join me full time? It's been over a year now, hasn't
yeah.
it? Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Time flies, doesn't it?
Flies.
Yeah. Yes. So we've been working together, mm-hmm. plus husband, wife. So there's, that dynamic as well.
Yeah.
And we're about to start a whole new year. I'm definitely more of a planner than you, for sure.
100%.
And more into thinking about things and setting intentions. So this is, I can see you squirming a little bit, but we're doing this. I'm kind of making you do this.
Okay.
But don't worry, I'll do most of the talking.
Yeah. You can back me up.
Yeah, you can gently, step by step.
Is this how you talk to me in your head normally?
Probably.
Gently.
Yeah, we'll get him there, slowly. So the first thing that, sorry, it's just making me laugh, but anyway, because you're going to love this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we're going to think about how we want to feel.
Oh, feelings.
Just what you wanted. I'm going to start because, I'll set the scene.
You set the scene.
So I've been thinking about how I want to feel this year.
Do you go about thinking how you want to feel?
I think about when I felt the most happiest over the course of the last year. And I use that as kind of like a marker. So I sort of do a bit of a look back. What worked well? What didn't? Where did I struggle? There's definitely one very clear thing for me to work on, and that is taking more breaks and not being crazy when it comes to work, like working really long hours and things like that. Because I have the potential to be quite obsessive about things when I get into them. I can't stop. Particularly if I'm working on a website page or something, I just want to keep going and I want it to be perfect. Sometimes that means I'm not even coming up for air. I'm not taking a walk, I'm not getting a drink. I can be quite damaging. So I want to have more rest. That's what I've put down as I want to feel rested. And when I get good sleep and I take breaks, I feel so much better. We've talked a lot about the pillars of health in this podcast, and sleep being one of them. I'm thinking about as far as how I want to feel, putting that into a feeling. I don't know if rested is a feeling as such, but I want to feel energized as the flip side of that. What else have I got here? I'm just thinking of it in terms of how I want to feel. I want to feel satisfied that I'm doing something worthwhile. For me, that is about helping people access art, so that accessibility side of it. And I often think back to when I was painting and how wonderful it was to be able to do things like take online classes, read blog posts. Now we have podcasts, which are wonderful, but those things are just fantastic tools for people to be able to connect with their creativity when perhaps they're busy. Perhaps they're not easily able to get places. There's all sorts of barriers that you can have. These days, we're just so fortunate that there's so many different ways that you can come at something. It doesn't have to be the traditional go to art school or even take an in-person class. You can learn in all these different ways. So for me, that's very fulfilling to be able to create, resources and things that many people can enjoy. So that's important to how I feel. And when I get too far away from that, I start to feel a bit icky. So that's important to me. I love it when I can switch off from my work and be very present with the kids after school. That's I'm just trying to think, what does that make me feel, though? It's hard to put things into feeling words, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I'm kind of praying you're not going to ask me.
I just realize how hard it is because you often come up with like examples or facts and things like that, but you're not really expressing it as a feeling.
And it's funny, you asked me, what would I like to feel? Like, one of the big things for me is, like, I'm tremendously proud of you. I guess that's heightened because I love you as well as being proud of you.
Yeah.
But there's a caveat. What I need to be able to do is I need to be able to be proud of you 100% and not be proud of you and say, yeah, but I should do more. I wish I could contribute more to Laura Horn art. So I'm getting in the way of my own feeling.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think so. And actually it brings up something, you know, around the whole comparison and where, you know, when someone is doing something, and I'm just sort of removing me from the equation and just thinking of like anyone, and you see them and you're like, wow, that's awesome. And you can celebrate their success. But then you look at yourself with some kind of inadequacy, like, why aren't I doing that? Or, you know, it's hard, and it makes it harder to be fully happy for that person.
There's a saying when you're being charitable, do you really think the apple tree cares who picks the apple? So it's giving freely regardless of who eats it, whether it's a horse, a boy, a girl, it's irrelevant. It was explained to me that the ultimate goal is that when you're being charitable to someone, you've not even to pat yourself on the back. It has to be completely zen. So when you see someone doing well and they've bought the car they wanted, you say to yourself, oh, wow, they're doing really well. And then 2 minutes later, as you're walking to your car, oh, I wish I had a BMW. You're trying to be happy for someone, but then you're not grateful for what you've got.
Yeah, and it's so interesting that you mention this because I did some journaling around my intention for this year, and I've set myself a word for the year, and I'll talk about that in a minute. But one of the things I wrote was being vigilant with my ego when it robs me of the joy of celebrating other people's successes.
Did you really write that?
Have a look on my list.
Oh, wow. Maybe that's something I should do on the new year. Read the list you gave me.
This is my list. But, you know, I think this is a big one for everyone.
Yeah.
And particularly with social media and stuff, like, we are constantly comparing ourselves to other people, seeing people do things and having these conflicted feelings of, you know, happiness on the one hand, but then on the other hand, this sort of, you know, like frustration. It can be anger, it can be jealousy, like all of that. And I use the word being vigilant, but I think it does take a very active practice of noticing what's going on for you and adjusting.
I literally went through this just before Christmas. I was doubting myself. I was saying, what role do I play in this business? I went from management in a mid-tier commercial construction company to effectively being a stay-at-home dad.
Yeah.
I love that. I love it more than anything. And I have other things outside of the house that satisfy me. It satisfies me as a man, my masculinity. It satisfies me with the friendships I developed. People like me and respect me, and I like and respect other people. And I get to spend all this time with you and all this time with the kids. And for a moment, and when I say a moment, it was like 2 or 3 days, I remember saying to you, do you think I should get a job? And you're looking at me going, where's all this coming from? What are you talking about? We have a business. I need you. And I was like, oh, you need me? Great, because I thought you didn't. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And it was going into the break. Here we are living our dream, having the kids' holidays off. When they go on school holidays, we take the holidays with them. And 3 days in of relatively nothingness, I was like, oh, I need to get a job.
I think your brain was playing some kind of, almost like a trick on you, but
it's a gratitude thing. And I know, especially with the new year, and I'm glad you said intentions for the new year and not resolutions.
Yes, yeah.
I know being grateful and gratitude and all that kind of stuff, it's very, very important. Like, I wasn't grateful for what I had. I wanted more.
Yeah, and I think you also sometimes place more importance on certain things. So it could be that the things that generate money in a business are deemed as kind of the important stuff. And that yet there are all these other things that enable that to happen, whether that be administrative stuff that happens in a business, or whether it's picking kids up from school, dropping them off, being able to leave your work and go and drop something at the school because the kids have forgotten something they need, those sorts of things. To me, they're all just as important. But when I was talking to you, it seemed like that didn't have as much value as something that, you know, maybe directly links to a sale or whatever.
Yeah, and it's crazy because, like, nothing changed.
Mm.
We both had a joint bank account from the very beginning.
Yeah.
Everything is shared in the house. There's, you know, nothing is mine and nothing is yours. So it's not like I was in charge of the money and then we went into business together and then you took over the charge of the money. Mm. You were always in charge of the money. You always looked after it. Nothing has changed at all. The only thing that changed was my mindset. I'm glad I thought like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad you looked at me and went, what's wrong with you? are you crazy? Like, what's the matter?
Yeah.
And I had to get out of my own head for a minute and just recenter. Because I do some amazing stuff and I only do it because of our business. Like, my life has gotten exponentially better. And I remember when we first started, I was like, I'm never going to wear a construction hat again. And here I am saying to you, do you think I should get a job? It's just the most ridiculous thing.
Yeah, sometimes you just need a new perspective, don't you?
So, yes. So my feeling for this year is to be proud of you and not just say it. Like, not just say, oh, I'm very proud of you, but get out of my own way. To not have to feel wanted, to not have to feel an integral part of the business, even though I am. I don't want to feel I need to be that. So maybe the feeling I want to try and achieve this year is contentment. Be content. Okay, you're not in front of the camera. It's called Laura Horn Art. Be very content.
It's really interesting that you've brought some of this stuff up, because I think many people will have wondered, maybe who've been listening for a while, what it's actually like working together and what are some of the challenges. And it's a shift when, you know, you go from working, as you did, high level management job into coming into, I guess, in a way, someone else's, like, well, I already had the business running and it's very much focused on me and my art, and yet you play an integral role, but it's behind the scenes.
We're doing this business, we're in it a year, everything's going great. And then all of a sudden, I'm just getting this feeling of complacency. You know, I'm not doing enough. That means you don't need me. You don't want me. it's just where my mind went.
Yeah.
It was crazy. And the funny thing is, because I'm only thinking about the business, because I'm your husband, you not wanting me in the business then translates into you not wanting me. It was just the most ridiculous thing, and I don't want to harp on about it because it didn't last very long. Like, you snapped me out of it real quick. But the fact that, and the thing is that I guess I'm happy about is that we talk about these things.
Yeah,
like, this isn't something I stewed over or whatever. Like,
you
noticed it straight away. I went, what's wrong with you? Is there something wrong with you? And then when I told you what was wrong with me, you went, oh, there is something wrong with you.
Yeah, you need to sort that out.
Yes.
Anyway, all right. So, yeah, so we've got some ideas about what we've got to work on. In some ways, it's about becoming better versions of ourselves. You know, like, what can we do to, which I, you know, I think everyone should always be striving to become a better version of themselves. So I want to bring it back because I think I mentioned that I'd chosen a word for the year. I just wanted to talk a little bit about that as well as a, you know, possible strategy. Strategy, why do I use that word? It's so not.
It's so business.
It's so businessy. Yeah. You can't take the corporate out of me because I did work in offices for a long time. But anyway, so I've chosen the word alignment. This is because I want to try and have a healthier approach to how I move through my days and to take into account, I guess, the needs across all different areas, the family, the business, our relationship, and to have some kind of alignment between those things, that my actions are in alignment with my values. Because I think when I start to feel a bit off, that's usually because there's some kind of disconnection between what I'm doing and how I really want to feel and live my life. Do you know what I mean? Like, so if one of my, I guess, intentions for this year is to be, you know, restful and energized, but then I'm, you know, slogging it out on the computer and whatnot, then I'm feeling really like off because this isn't the life that I wanted. So I want to think about what I want to feel, like what kind of life I want to live, and make sure that my actions are supporting that. So if one of the things that I value is having some adventure, then I need to make sure that I'm actually getting out of the house.
Well, you went to Bali. you just went to Bali, and it was most definitely the best thing for you. The difference in you when you came back is phenomenal. You're relaxed. You're carefree. I don't want to say you're the Laura I met. Do you know what I mean? But
I do feel a bit different. Like that, actually, like coming back from spending a week away. And you know, it's not often that you get that opportunity once you're adulting.
Yeah.
And you've got kids and responsibilities. And so to be able to go on a trip to Bali with a friend and just have fun, like that's the thing. The difference between that trip was and other trips that I've done in, you know, recently was there was no work focus. There was no art. We didn't even make art or anything. It was actually just about our friendship and having fun. And it made me feel alive again, just to be seeing different things.
Yeah. And the great thing about it is that we'll always be here.
Mm.
Like sometimes you'd be afraid to go away and you're like, oh, well, they'll be there when I come back. You know, as illogical as that sounds, sometimes that's how you feel. You know, will my kids be okay? Is Richie okay with the kid? Like all those kind of feelings, they can hamper you.
Yes.
Like I remember when you were buying your ticket for Bali, you're like, will I, won't I, when will I go? All this kind of stuff.
Yeah, you know, it's a lot to think about and take into account. Like when you've got other people that depend on you, or at least you think they do, and then you're pleasantly surprised when you go away that life goes on and kids adapt. And it's very healthy to have some time out for yourself in some shape or form.
Yes.
And it doesn't have to be overseas trips and things like that, but even just getting away for a night or taking some time out. I mean, when you've got very young kids, and you know, mums often joke about, you know, they relax when they go to the supermarket without kids. Sometimes it can be just making space for a yoga class or a walk or something like that.
Because in the background, you could be building up this resentment, you know, like I'm stuck at this computer all day. That's your choice.
Yes. Yes, you know? I love that.
That's your choice. Oh, well, I do this and I do that and I'm the face of this and I'm that. And all of a sudden, that resentment builds up to it. You're smothering me. You're not giving me enough, you know? And that's all your own doing. You need to take extreme ownership of that. Say, right, I need a break. So we love you. We want the best for you.
Yeah.
And going over to Dolin, letting your hair down, having a few cocktails, walking on the beach, doing whatever, getting massages, like having time off. No internet, no Instagram, no Laura Horn Art. And we missed you. And when you came back, it was awesome. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's great.
Well, that's the other thing too, is when you step away from your everyday life, then you get an opportunity to see what you have, miss what you have, and it's wonderful to come back. So for me, going on more adventures and disrupting my everyday routine is an intention for this year. And when I was focused on all the businessy stuff, that didn't come up, you know, because I was thinking about what kind of content I want to put out and that kind of stuff. But when you go look at it from this level, you start to realize there's other, I don't want to use the word goals, intentions, you know, for yourself. For me, disrupting my routine is one of them.
Yeah, well, one of your friends is after coming back from overseas and she's living in Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
And you're with a friend here, you're talking about, you know, oh, yeah, we'll go to Sydney and we'll have a girls' trip. You should take charge of that. You shouldn't allow the other girls to decide, because it'll never get done.
Take action.
And there you go. You want to align your feelings with your actions.
That's right. Yeah. So it circles back to that. I also love what you said about the personal responsibility thing, because I think it's very, when I fall into a slump, like I work for, say, a long period of time and I get grumpy, I start blaming other people for that.
Yeah, it's a very human trait.
Yeah, and what you said really, it just hit home with me, where it's like, well, you made that choice.
We can't have an argument. Yeah. Not that we have, but yeah. I can see an argument where you're screaming, I'm running this business and
I'm working so hard
and I'm just standing there going, well, I bloody told you to buy that ticket and you didn't. And then we're arguing over something that is so trivial, but it's very unhealthy.
Mm-hmm.
So you going away, I love when you go away. I love it.
Mm.
Because as much as I'm proud of you, I worry about you. You know, and I'm sick and tired of asking you to bring me out to dinner, because we didn't have the Christmas party, by the way, everybody. Mm. Maybe if I can't get you to go out with me, I can get you to spend a week with Dolly.
I feel like I'm going to come off kind of bad in this podcast, because we didn't even have a Christmas party and
nope.
I just went away for 7 days of Christmas party on my own.
Did anyone say they were gonna ask if we had a Christmas party?
Yeah, I've had the question asked.
Have you?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, and we can have a Christmas party in January.
Yeah.
Oh, take me out for my birthday.
Yes. Oh, I have got that planned.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. So you know, but you know, that's really annoying when someone just bungs something on top of your birthday.
Oh yes.
Because my birthday's, you know, right next to Christmas.
Yeah.
And you get that whole, oh, here's your birthday, Christmas, New Year all at once.
In all the years we've been together, I've never done
that. No, you've never done that. That's true. Okay, so anyway, my word of the year is alignment. Last year I had a word of the year and I don't know what it was. So it didn't work very well.
So even when you were writing these notes, you couldn't think back?
I think it might have been joy. And I'm wondering if I talked about it on the podcast. One of the ideas that's helped me a lot in my art has been following what processes and techniques bring me the most joy and doing more of them. So I have a feeling joy could have been it. But anyway, I don't remember it, which is why I think you should do some things with your word of the year to make sure that you do remember it. So this year I chose the word. It just came to me. I just knew it was that word. I knew it was about alignment this year. I just wanted to touch on actually one other aspect of alignment that I've been thinking about, and that is alignment within the business. So I've been thinking about it from a business perspective as well, and I want to try and simplify and create some efficiencies in the business so that we're not, I guess, creating all different things that aren't connected. So there's always opportunities there. So for example, you can have a podcast, and then from that podcast you could create a resource, and you know, we can listen to what our audience tells us and use that to create an online class. So creating that synergy between all the different things that we do so that they're all helping each other.
Yeah.
That's something that I'm working on too, and looking at how to streamline the business and let go of things that aren't serving us well anymore. And
So that means saying no to some things.
Yeah. So no is becoming a very important part.
Word, yeah.
Very important word in all of this. You know, last year we stripped a few things back from the business. This year we're stripping even more back to make sure that it's very aligned and focused from a business perspective. So there's that side of it as well, which is why I thought that alignment is such a great word, because it sort of covers off on all of that in one word. How clever is that? Now I just have to remember it.
Yeah, see if you can remember it next year.
So to help me with the remembering part, I did some journaling. And I did this when I was over in Bali, and I just asked myself, like, what does alignment mean to me? So if you chose another word, it could be, what does gratitude mean to me? You know, what does curiosity mean to me? Whatever you choose, you can then try and get into the detail of what that actually is in a real life situation. So a few of the things that I have are some of them we've talked about already. So things like taking the time to switch off and valuing the spaces in between, which actually brings us back to what you were talking about when we switched off and then you started to like
panic
and doubt and went into this you know, darker place. Whereas what I'm saying, take the breaks and actually value and respect them for what they are. Saying yes to opportunities for human connection. For me, it's not just about like artist to artist, although I love that, but connecting with other women, friendships has been so just good for me. I don't know how else to say it. Through the podcast interviews we've done, the people that I've gone and met and chatted to, that has helped me enormously. So I want to make sure that I continue making an effort and, like you said, taking action to make those things happen and not be waiting for things to happen to me, because I can be quite a passive person where I wait for things to fall in my, you know, fall in my lap or someone else to organise something. Being present with the kids, I mean, this is something that I'm always working on.
Yeah.
But there's a couple of things, and I think this is where it's good to be really specific. Like I've identified here that I want to take the time to do more reading with our son, who's he's 7. He needs a bit of help with his reading, and I feel like I fell short on that last year. So I want to do that. And then our daughter, Sophia, is starting a new school. I'm just trying to be proactive about what that transition might be like for her and making sure I'm there when she wants to talk about things and, you know, as she's starting to head towards being a teenager. So just making sure that I have got that one-on-one time with both of the kids. What else have we got there? Not forcing things like posting on Instagram when I'm got nothing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, you know, really trying to like push something when I'm not feeling it. I'm stepping away from that too. And we were only having a chat this morning about social media and how I feel like my relationship with social media has changed a lot in the last year or so. And I'm very happy about that. Probably the best way that I can describe it is that I feel like I'm in control now rather than social media controlling me.
Yeah, but it's one of those double-edged swords. You know, you got to work really hard to get to that level.
I mean, I did put in a lot of time into my social media in the first...
2 years?
Few years when I wasn't actually selling my art. I was just exploring and painting more for fun and sharing that online. You know, I was doing that on a daily basis and it was quite intense, but it did help me to build up a following that I can now be a little bit more relaxed in my approach to social media and not post as much. So I just feel a bit of a shift with social media. And I do think there is a little bit of a change in behaviors with social media. I think that people are posting a little bit less with more of a focus on quality of content, and that's a bit of a shift. I'm seeing more like longer caption posts where people tell a story or share a bit more, but they're not doing that every day.
Yeah.
And it's very effective, so that's something to think about as well, because social media is always changing. And there are ways to connect with people that doesn't necessarily involve having to post many times a day.
Yeah.
So I've got a whole lot of other things on my list, but I won't go through them all. I'm just going to also talk about another idea I've got around getting that word entrenched in me so I don't forget it. When we head away, because we're about to head on another holiday, and this time it's a family one, I'm going to set up a table out the front because it's a beach house with a wraparound veranda and table, and do some visioning with our daughter. So we're going to create vision boards, get some magazines, cut things up, stick them down, like write our intentions and create these little posters. And I did this years ago when I was just starting out. I created a vision board for having an art business, and it's uncanny how much of that has actually transpired. So I want to go back to that dreaming, visualizing, and put something together. And it's not even about the end result, it's about the process of doing it, so that it helps you to stay on the path that you want to be on. So you're not going to join us sticking and gluing at the table?
Well, I think the goal is for me to take the kids bike riding, scootering, jetty jumping, swimming, and when Asher and I head back and play some video games, then you girls can. But I think Asher will come out and start painting, which he loves an old paint.
Yeah, I'm going to put together some watercolours.
I might just have to have a nap.
You never know. If you do something, I'm going to post it all over Instagram. Richie made a vision board.
No.
Have you got a word for the year? Could you come up with one if you think about it?
Could I say content? Because I don't want to say gratitude.
Because
I could say I want to be grateful.
Like, you can have whatever word you want. That's the thing about the word of the year. So,
content.
You know, if I'm that...
I want to be happy with what I got.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So the last thing that I did, or I like to do when it comes to setting intentions for the year, is to think about it from the perspective of what is my ideal kind of day or week or month. So to just imagine what would a fantastic day involve.
Now that's funny that you should say that, because the other day Sophia and I were driving home. For whatever reason, we got into talking about money, you know, being rich and wealthy and all that kind of stuff. And I said to Sophia, rather than telling somebody how many millions you have, tell them what your day was like. Then you'll see their true wealth. So an example is, my day is I get up in the morning, I go to the gym and I train, and then I come home and I bring you a coffee. I make the kids their lunches and I walk them to school. I come home, I make breakfast, we sit down, we have a meeting, we record a podcast or we do some work. I then go to the office, I do a bit of editing. I come home, I pick the kids up from school, we come back, we cook dinner. To me, that is, I'm a very, very rich man. I got no money in my wallet. But I'm very, very wealthy.
Yeah.
So me telling you what my ideal day is basically describing Monday.
I find it really helpful to revisit that many times, because it's easy to get pulled into hustling hard or, you know, chasing something, and then you forget about why you started in the first place. Yeah. For me, reminding myself of what a fantastic day is helps me to make sure that I'm making better decisions about how I use my time, or, you know, whether I say yes to that lunch date with a friend, or, you know, whether I pack up my studio when I'm feeling tired rather than pushing through and just, you know, making a mess of things and then not having any dinner for anybody, or those sorts of decisions. And so I try and remember, on the days when things go well, I try and look at those days and go, what was it about this day? Like, why did the paint flow well? Why were the conversations so satisfying? What were the ingredients? So that I can continually improve, or try to. Yeah, and I think it's just an ongoing process of noticing and having your eyes open to what's happening. Being able to recognize when you're not in alignment, to bring it back to that word, to be able to make tiny little adjustments all the time, because I think we're all in a constant state of realignment.
Yeah.
You know, that we're always having to shift ever so slightly, and that change is inevitable.
Yeah, look, you're never going to have a perfect life.
Mm.
Right? We all know that. So the goal is to have more good days than bad days.
Yes.
And then the goal on top of that is to have bigger gaps between bad days.
Mm-hmm.
That's the goal.
Yeah.
So just strive for that, you know.
Yeah, and that's why, as I said, I've chosen the word alignment,
mm-hmm.
so that I can be continually realigning. could have been a realignment. Yeah. Could have been the word. Yeah.
Now, remember I said a part of my best day is bringing you coffee?
Yeah.
You owe me dinner.
Oh, yeah, right.
How many times have I mentioned that? Do you think I can get through to you?
Hey, someone else will end up taking you out for dinner.
I know. I'll put it
anyway,
out there.
Yeah. I'm gonna come across as the world's worst wife in this podcast.
Not at all. Maybe second worst.
Yeah. We're going out for dinner for your birthday.
What, with the kids?
With the kids. All right, I think we should wrap it up. I feel like we've covered a fair bit of ground and we've got the ball rolling again for our podcast.
Yes.
And I'm excited to see what this next year brings us as far as podcasting.
Mm-hmm. And hopefully the people out there listening will get rid of their New Year's resolutions and write down some intentions.
Yes, some intentions. And do it in whatever way feels good for you. So for me, I've ran with the word of the year, maybe creating a little vision board, chatting about it with you, some journaling. And just take a bit of time to think about what kind of creative life you want to live. Thanks everyone for tuning in. If you enjoyed this episode, there are a few things that we would love for you to do. First of all, make sure that you are subscribed to the Laura Horn Art Podcast. That way you will never miss an episode. And if you are on iTunes, head on over and leave us a review. We love getting your comments and feedback. Don't forget to tell your friends, or you could share a story over on Instagram. All you need to do is take a screenshot of the podcast episode, tag me in it at Laura Horn Art, and share what it is that you enjoyed about it. These things only take a minute and they help us to keep growing this podcast so we can continue bringing you new inspiration and fantastic guests each week.